Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, welcome back to the For Him podcast. I am so excited to do today's episode, guys. In complete transparency, last week I was so busy, but I felt like I still needed to produce an episode because I want to keep my word and be super consistent in it and not let other things get in the way of that. And so I kind of just forced putting it together and recording it and taking the notes, and I was almost just trying to get it over with. And this week has been the complete opposite. It's been a lot of free time, and it has gave me so much time to just be excited about making this and truly, like, really be intentional about it and have my effort put towards it. And I just feel good about it. So, as you saw today, we're talking about fruit that lasts, referring to fruits of the Spirit. So let's get raw, real, and unfiltered about that. So starting out, fruits of the Spirit, what does that mean? What are they? And I think the best way that these can be explained is that they're Christ-like qualities. I'm sure all of us as Christians, or as someone who is curious about building a relationship with God, at some point you've wondered what it might look like to truly reflect God's character in your life. And I think that the key to becoming more Christ-like is found in this list of qualities that we often overlook. And this list of qualities can be found in Galatians 5:22-23, and they're referred to as the fruits of the Spirit. They are love, joy, peace, forbearance or patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. These are qualities that as a Christian, the Holy Spirit cultivates in your life. And they are not produced by our own effort because of this. They are more so the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives as we allow them to naturally flow from our surrender to God. And this emphasizes the importance of just staying connected to God, because the more that you allow Him to work in you and transform your heart and mind, the more that He will do so. And in addition to that, the more that we know Jesus, the better we can follow Him, or the better that we can do to live our best like Him, or possess these Christ-like qualities. Gotta say that slow. It's a bit of a tongue twister. And next, I'm just going to touch on what the fruits of the Spirit actually look like in daily life. I'm going to give both examples of how I try my best to practice these, and then also just a general idea of what this is and what this means, each of the nine. And so first, starting out with love. For me, I feel like I really try to demonstrate unconditional love in tough situations. And for anyone, this can just look like love being based upon action and not necessarily feeling, and being rooted in a Christ-like love and continuing to love others regardless of what they do to you, or love your enemies, as it says in the Bible. And then for joy, I really try to just find joy in the hardship, because like I've said before, this is not an emotion, it's a choice that is rooted in faith. And this just looks like a lasting sense of gladness regardless of your circumstance. And then when it comes to peace, I think it's really significant to do your best to be that peacemaker in the midst of conflict situations. And this is obviously much easier said than done, but all in all, it's just remaining with this calm spirit. And I think that this happens when you trust God and give control to Him and try to surrender to that. And then in terms of patience, I'm not gonna lie, guys, this might easily be the hardest one for me, I tend to be a very impatient person and someone who likes things to go to plan on my time. And so this is one that I have really just asked for help from God and tried to lean on Him and rely on Him in building this in me. But it really just feels like the waiting game and trying to wait without that frustration as you trust in His timing. It's just really about the ability to endure this. And then I think kindness and goodness, I'm going to group them together because I feel that they're very similar, and that both of them, it's really just striving to best align your actions with God's will. And in my life, I try to represent this through just small acts of helping others or offering words of encouragement to others. And then faithfulness is really about staying connected to God's will, even when it's hard. Essentially just being loyal to God, which sounds kind of weird when you put it that way, but I think that's what it comes down to. And it kind of puts things into perspective, like remaining loyal in that relationship, because it is a relationship. It's the most important relationship that you'll ever have in your life. And so having this loyalty and maintaining this loyalty throughout of it, guys, I think I'm too excited today. Like, throughout of it, someone look that up and tell me if that's in the Urban Dictionary. Anyways, just remaining loyal throughout it is so important, as any other relationship. And then gentleness, I think that this ultimately is just not being harsh in how you treat others, treat yourself. I think that a good way to do this is responding with humility, especially in times of frustration, when that's not our first reaction or response to things, but really thinking through what you say and trying to just approach situations with a lot more consideration of others' feelings. And then last but not least is self-control. And this is really just a good management of our desires and making wise choices when we face challenges or face temptation. Now, for the real question at hand, how do we maintain these fruits of the Spirit? It's one thing to know what they are or know what they might look like, but the importance comes in when we're actually putting the work behind it and being able to maintain these in our daily lives. I think that one good way to stay on top of this is just being very intentional when it comes to your spiritual practices, like prayer or Bible studies or fellowship with other Christians or your reliance on the Holy Spirit for strength. I mean, God is the ultimate helper, and because of that, it's so important that we ask Him for help in being able to maintain these things that we don't always have control over or naturally maintain on our own. And then I think another good way is staying rooted in Christ. I think that being devoted is so important, as without a relationship with Jesus, it's very difficult to bear this spiritual fruit. In John 15, 4 through 5, it says, "Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the fruit. If you remain in me and I in you, you will never..." Sorry, I had to stop because I definitely said that wrong. I wish it was that easy. We are not the fruit. What I meant to say is, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. I think that in this, Jesus embodied these fruits, and it also speaks to the fact that Christians are called to do the same. I think it's much easier as well to grow in these qualities when we're surrounded by others who also are good embodiments of them and are encouraging and challenge us. I think that it's just really important regarding this support that you receive throughout community and fellowship. So, why does this even matter? Why do the fruits of the Spirit matter? I think that the number one reason is that this is a very good reflection of God's character. It is evidence of how the Holy Spirit works in our lives. And because of this, we are able to point others to Christ in living out the fruits of the Spirit. In Matthew 5:16, it says, "Let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven." AKA, the fruits of the Spirit help us to make the world a better place while also helping us to lead other people to God, which, double whammy. I think additionally, there is a positive impact on those around you whenever you maintain the fruits of the Spirit and embody that within your life. A good example of this is that kindness can open up doors to conversation with others, and patience can build deeper connections. There's just so many different things that can come out of trying to put these 9 fruits of the Spirit at the forefront of how you treat people and how you carry yourself. I think that because of all of this, it leads to a lot of transformation in your life. I can speak to this. I know that it has done wonders for me, miracles even. I think that cultivating the fruits of the Spirit leads to spiritual maturity and this stronger relationship with God as we are able to live out the calling of being a disciple of Christ. And I also just want to emphasize and point out the fact that Jesus is the ultimate example, as he embodied all of these fruits of the Spirit perfectly. And it's so important to remember this and to turn towards him and follow him in trying to live this out yourself. There is multiple different things in scripture that I found of Jesus embodying these fruits of the Spirit, and I'm going to give an example of a few of those. And the first one is love, which is found in John 15:13, that says, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." And this is referring to the ultimate act of love, or Jesus sacrificing himself for the sake of all of us. And then another example of this is joy in Hebrews 12:2, that says, "Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for who the joy set before him, he endured the cross and sits at the right hand of God." And this just shows that Jesus's focus was on the greater purpose and reward, and this allowed for joy even when he was dealing with something that you would think would lead to zero joy, zero happiness. And this points back to the fact that joy is not circumstantial. Joy is something that is found inside of you and that remains and is long-lasting and deep and exists even in times of hardship. And then lastly, I want to give an example of peace and Jesus embodying this in John 14:27, that says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give. Do not let your hearts be troubled nor afraid." And in this, he offers peace beyond our understanding, and he encourages us to remain steadfast in our faith, because even in triumphs and hardship, he is with us. And then another good example from scripture, not about Jesus, but just that shows the impact of fruits of the Spirit in our lives and why that's so important and the transformation that it brings, is Paul's life transformation, and how it's just spoke about throughout the Bible. He gets to a point where he's the one that actually wrote down the 9 fruits of the Spirit that I was referring to earlier in Galatians 5:22-23. And just emphasize the importance of these in our lives, both speaking to how they've transformed his life and how they will continue to transform lives. Just as it existed then, however many years ago, it still exists today. And that's why living by the Spirit gives us true freedom in Christ. I also really just want to highlight the fact that growing in all 9 of these at once is a big ask from someone who is not Jesus. And that's why I would say take it one fruit at a time. I think that just focusing on the one that you feel most called to and being intentional about it and watching how your heart posture changes and how you're able to help others and glorify God in your day-to-day life will make such a big impact itself. And even praying for these qualities, it it really just allows and invites God into your growth process. And that's why I also emphasize the importance of praying through these and asking for help in them, because like I said, they don't always come naturally. We're not perfect, but we can work on them and become better in them, and because of that, experience life transformation and help others. And so I really just want to challenge you to take note of where you can improve and give yourself grace, but also celebrate your progress. And I say that to you, but I'm saying it to myself as well. I never want to sound like a saint in making these episodes. I'm trying to be educational, but I also want you guys to know that it comes from a place of relating to these things as well. Like I said before, even in making these episodes and taking notes and reading about things, I learned so much myself, and I am so far from perfect and have so much work to do. And I will continue to do that, but I just know that the fruits of the Spirit and focusing on those and learning about them and trying to implement them into my life has changed how I treat others and how I live my life so much in such positive ways. And I know that it'll do the same for anyone who chooses to give attention to them. And so if you take nothing else from all of this, I hope that you take that growing in the fruits of the Spirit is about progress and not perfection, and being able to reflect God's work in you to the world through this, you take step by step towards and for Him.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.